Welcome to Childcare CRM, the podcast. You're familiar with Childcare CRM, the company, and hopefully you love using Childcare CRM, the product. I'm your host, Sierra Rossing, and I serve as the content marketing manager at Childcare CRM. Today, I'm joined by Brian and Carol Dupre, multi-site center owners and childcare millionaires who are also Childcare CRM users. Brian and Carol have been working together in the childcare space, building their childcare business for about 25 years now, maybe a little bit longer, while also raising five children of their own. They're both U.S. Navy veterans and just have a really amazing story that I'm so excited to dive into, as well as they've got some amazing tips for running your own childcare business and how to become a childcare millionaire yourself. Today, we're going to be diving in about how to conduct a tour that differentiates your center from your competitors. Well, thank you both for joining me. I mean, especially with the winter storm, I'm grateful to have taken up some of your time.
Yeah, great. Good to be here. We love Childcare CRM, so we'd love to come on. And yeah, we got a little bit of a winter storm last night, knocked out our power. So we're on generator right now. So hopefully the audio will be good. We'll sound great. And hopefully looking forward to talking to your listeners today.
Yeah, awesome. And you all started a podcast as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're excited. We just launched the Childcare Millionaire podcast. We're at episode 4, just was released this past week. And we're excited about that. It's a weekly podcast where we come on and we discuss things and how to become a childcare millionaire or multimillionaire, and how to go from a center owner, maybe a home daycare owner like we used to be, to a multi-center owner. We've opened 10 childcare centers. So we're going to teach a bunch of different techniques and tips. And we have special guests. Episode 3 and 4, Vernon Mason. A lot of people know Vernon, and he's a great guy. And we got some really cool episodes already lined up and excited about the future of the Childcare Millionaire podcast. And you can get that anywhere podcasts are stored, and even on YouTube. It's awesome. Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So for anyone who may not be familiar, can you share a little bit? And you guys have such a fascinating story, which I know you go in depth on your first podcast episode about, but can you share a little bit about your story in childcare and you two together as well?
Well, we're a great team. Yeah. Why don't you share something about why we got in the childcare business?
We were both in the military and got out. Shortly after we got out, we started a business, which failed. And after that, we moved to Maine. I was a stay-at-home mom. And Brian, well, neither one of us had a job. So when we got here, we just decided that I told him I would get a job if I got one first. Or if he got a good job, I wouldn't work. And I got a job with a child care center, a company that owned two businesses. One was a child care center doing their books. And when their child care center was failing, I offered to take it over in exchange for watching their child. And that's how we got started. And we moved it to our home and expanded to two homes and then one center and up to 7 centers at one time.
Oh. Wow, that's amazing. So
yeah, it's a good story. And yeah. and I joined her after a couple years when we started making enough money. I joined her full time after a couple years, and I didn't have the patience to deal with the children, so I did the financial side, and she has much more love in her heart and passion for the kids. So she worked in the center side, and we have a unique balance. You know, we have lanes that we stay in, and we have worked together for the last 25 years side by side and building a business. And now we're doing this side by side as well, you know, coaching and working and helping people build their business to avoid some of the dumb mistakes we made early on. That's the key.
Yeah. So what, I mean, I know it kind of, you mentioned that you have 5 kids on your podcast and childcare just kind of became a necessity for you all. But did you ever picture yourself working in that space and getting to the point where you're at now?
No. When I got out of the Navy, I actually told Brian, I'll do any job except watch children. At that time, we only had 2. So
yeah. And then 25 years later.
Yeah, once we had child three, four, five, and we couldn't afford daycare, it became a necessity. And so you get into a business by accident, and I don't do anything halfway, so we jumped right in. And I figured it's a great business because you make an impact on the world. The planet is much better off due to what we've done, and other childcare center owners around the world doing the same exact thing. It's such a noble profession, and it's so impactful. And we wanted to leave our legacy and our footprint on the planet, and this is how we're doing it. And we figure instead of when we have our childcare centers, we're making an impact on a very small part of the planet by able to have our podcast, our books, our coaching and training and teaching. We're able to impact, millions of people around the world through that. And childcare is a large profession around the world, and we're able to, I think, have a much bigger impact by doing it this way instead of just having our centers, which we still have, by the way. We're working on transferring ownership to our children, so we could do more of this. But we're having fun.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, you did mention books, I know. And so you've got a few out right now, but can you share a little bit about those?
Yeah, first book I wrote was called Childcare Millionaire, and that was in 2018. And that has become the best-selling childcare profitability book of all time, kind of by accident. I was never pictured myself a writer. I still don't consider myself a professional writer. I like to put things down on paper that'll help other people go through, avoid some of the mistakes that we made. And I figured if I could help a few people out there, the learning curve is so steep, and it costs us a lot of money by doing really dumb things early on. But you don't know what you don't know, and nobody was there teaching us because your competitors just don't teach you. So I figure if I could jot them down, I could help the next person who is struggling like I was, and it just took off. And then in 2000, I think in 19, I wrote a book with my mentor, Chris Murray, called The Happiness Guide for Early Childhood Educators. Because everybody writes books for owners and directors, but everybody forgets the most important component of childcare, and that's the teachers. So I wrote a book for them with Chris, and it was all about mindset and how to live your best life in and out of the classroom. And mindset is so important in childcare because, I mean, they're the ones who take care of the children. Having them in a good mindset will help the children out. And then once I teamed up with Carol last year in doing the Childcare Millionaire brand together, we started doing a podcast. We wrote a book called Childcare Millionaire Tour Secrets. That's our latest book. And we wrote it together. And it was so exciting to work with Carol, bounce ideas off of. A lot of the stuff in the book is stuff that she's been doing for 25 years. I just kind of stole them all from her. She's been teaching our directors how to do tours. We have some great, great team members. And our next book will be out in another couple months. We're already working and we're halfway done with that. So we figure through the books, we can impact a large amount of people in many different countries as well. And we're just excited about the impact that that we could make.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I love the latest book, Tour Secrets, because I think, of course, with the pandemic and tours kind of moving virtually and now slowly they're starting to show up in person again. So I would love to hear, what's your kind of philosophy for how to navigate that shift back to in-person tours? How do you prep your center after giving only virtual tours for so long?
Ooh, good question. So, the biggest thing is to have your center ready. Hopefully, during the pandemic, you've been doing some upgrades to your center. We've been doing some major renovations and remodels, and we've been doing in-person tours actually for a while. We would do them not when the children are there, so we do them on the weekends and in the evening. But we've been actually doing in-person tours, I would say, mostly through the pandemic. But it's always we've had to kind of change the strategy a little bit. But I know other areas had more COVID, so they didn't have to do that. But in the book, we talk about having tour stops, areas where you can show the parent maybe some testimonials, show them a little bit about history and bios of the teachers. We talk about having a tour checklist. Pilots have a checklist when they fly. all procedures, because you want to make sure you don't leave anything out. Well, the same thing when you do a tour. It's so easy to leave things out and forget to maybe check the parking lot to see if any trash blew up against your, first impressions are amazingly important. Have you checked your entranceway to see if maybe somebody stomped some mud in there? You just don't think about these things normally. So a lot of times teachers come in the back door. You never look at what the front door looks like, the customer experience. So we teach you in the book to look through the customer's lens. See things as the customer sees, and also to mystery shop, see what the other competitors are doing, but to mystery shop yourself as well. Let know what the customer's seeing when they walk through your door through somebody else's eyes. So never have such an ego that you don't think that you can't need improvement. I think that's one of the biggest things. Anything in the tour that you could think of else, hon?
No, I mean, I think the big thing is that you have to look at it through the customer's eyes and not your own. Because what we see in a center is completely different what a parent sees. Mm-hmm. And a good way to do that is to get someone that's not a parent there, doesn't work there, to come in and do a walkthrough and get their opinion, or like a secret shopper type thing for a tour.
Yeah, that's great. I love that you mentioned, first of all, going to the front and just seeing what it looks like from that customer's perspective, because I think that's something, like you mentioned, people are coming in through the back, you never even step foot in the front of the building, you never walk through those front doors. But then also having, stops where you can showcase your center's programs or your teachers. I think that's a fantastic idea, because like you said, at the end of the day, it's about the teachers. And I know you mentioned in your podcast that, kind of one bad teacher can have a ripple effect on all your families and all your other teachers and staff. So, if you have great teachers, it's like, you might as well showcase those. And because those are really what bring in the parents, I think.
Right. Exactly. Good teachers bring good teachers will keep good parents, but also a bad teacher will help you lose a parent very fast too. So we talk in the book about getting rid of toxic teachers pretty darn quickly, and also making sure that, you pay your teachers well and you treat them right. You have a good workplace culture, and all those things will combine and you'll have a great center. We've never had any problem getting children. We've done pretty well at getting staff. We have a great work environment. We're not perfect. Nobody is, but we're always working on perfection every single day. And hopefully in our book, it'll help you just learn a couple different secrets on how to do tours a little bit better. And the problem is right now, a lot of people are not thinking about tours. All they're thinking about is hiring, because they're so understaffed that they're like, the last thing I'm thinking about is improving my tour process. Well, now is the time to improve your tour processes. If you're thinking about, I don't want any children, I'm not doing any tours, this is the time you need to perfect it, because this is the time you really can't take children anyway. So get your tours better and better and better, because eventually this hiring thing is going to materialize. You're going to have the proper staff. You're going to be able to take more children. And then you're going to have to play catch up if you haven't perfected that tour along the way. So if you haven't bought Tour Secrets yet, now's the time to get it. If you haven't started watching the podcast or listening to it, now's the time to do it, because we're going to teach you a lot of these tips and techniques now while you're struggling to gain enrollment and teachers. Because once things are on the other side of the pandemic, you watch, centers are going to fill up fast, the hiring funnel is going to clear out, and things are going to be back to normal. Don't be behind the eight ball, because your competitor is probably listening to the Child Care Millionaire podcast, and the competitor has already read this book. So keep that in mind. So you might want to catch up to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, without taking too much from your book, because I don't want to ruin anything for anyone. But how would you say that a center can, differentiate itself when giving a tour versus their competitor, like you mentioned?
This is not scripted, nor was I paid for this endorsement. But in the book, I do talk about Child Care CRM, and I've been a big fan of you guys long before I was a coach. I do talk in the book about having a CRM system and the importance of dripping on people. Now, that's a weird term that most people, you would have to have a CRM system to know what it is. But a drip system is something that drips on them. Think of a faucet. how it drips, how annoying it is, but it's there and it never stops if it's dripping, right? Well, a CRM system will drip on a customer, meaning that it will send emails, it will send text messages, whoever you program it. So when you're sleeping, you're networking with your customers. And it is one of the smartest things we've ever done. It's made me millions of dollars, my CRM system. It's paid for itself thousands and thousands and thousands of times. So I've been a big fan of your company. Chuck Gibbs, who is the owner of the company, was the first guy I spoke to when I called Child Care CRM 6 years ago. He answered the phone and he sold me on the system. I thought it was pricey when I did it until I realized the value. And sometimes people look at the price more than they look at the value of something. And it's paid for itself thousands and thousands of times over. And I know that not the answer maybe you were looking for. And we did not talk about this ahead of time, but it's just, I believe in that so much. And very few centers have CRM systems. So by you having one, you put yourself way ahead of the competition. And you're going to be able to do follow-up like nobody's business. You're going to be able to stay in your customers' faces over and over. So even if they choose somebody else, you're going to drip on them through a newsletter, through time, and eventually if something happens at their school, you're going to be the first call because you're going to remember your name. And in marketing, it takes 7 touches or 7 views for somebody to want to use your service. And a simple phone call is only one contact. A lot of times it's one contact with a customer and then it's done. Well, a CRM system can constantly give those touches. So when you reach 7, they're like, okay, time to make a buying decision. They remember you the most because you've touched them the most amount of times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether you pick Childcare CRM or one of the ones out there, this is the one I use, but there are other ones out there. I know you want me to tell you that. It's just out of fairness, but I just think you guys are the best. That's all. That's why I use them.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We, you know, have been long fans of yours as well. And Chuck always is talking about you in the office and, you know, how great y'all's relationship together has been. But that's great to hear. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. So, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And Carol, as far as, you know, you mentioned that you've kind of helped train your directors or your staff to give tours. So once a family's, you know, signed up for a tour, is the process like you let your staff know they're coming in? Do you train them in advance when they first start? What does that look like as far as training for tours?
The big thing is you have to find the right person to do the tour. It may be the director, it may not be. And once you find the right person to do the tour, you need to train them on how to present it, to do the checklist, to key in on what that parent needs and focus on that. And I mean, what you think is the most special thing about your center may not be what the parent's looking for. So we have them do a questionnaire and we know what they're looking for, and then we can key in on what they need. So that's what we train our tour givers to do, to look at not only what is special about our center and what we find is unique, but also what is the parent looking for. What can we do to bring them what they need for their child?
Yeah, that's great. So when you say that it could be maybe not the director, do you sometimes involve teachers and maybe have someone sub in for a teacher while they give a tour?
We always have them talk with the teacher for the classroom that they'll be in so that they can get to know them a little bit. And again, this was pre-COVID, because we were doing either virtual tours or the after hours tours when no one was there. But when you can let them in to talk with the teacher, that's the best thing, because they can, you know, say, tell me a typical day about your classroom or something like that. But as far as the person giving the tour, if the director has, I mean, we have directors that are great directors. They're, you know, great with the staff, great with the kids, but as far as giving a tour, they get anxiety, something like that. So somebody else in the center would be the best person to do the tour. And some companies have one person that does all of their tours, which is also another option. to have a tour specialist that does all of the CRM, all of the intake, and all of the tours for the centers. So there's different options, but you really have to find out what's best for your company, because every market is different and every company is run differently.
Yeah, to give you an example, we once had a director who I thought was really good at tours. It was just an assumption on my part, because they were so black and white and they did everything by the book and they were great on their numbers. They were good with talking to me. They always knew what I wanted every day, everything there. Until I mystery shopped it and I started looking at the numbers and digging into the metadata, which I like to do, I realized that she wasn't a good tour giver, because she lacked people skills. And we found that through mystery shopping and also through numbers, tracking tour conversion rates. And thankfully, Childcare CRM, the great software that is, it tracks tour conversion. So we're able to determine that this director had half of the tour conversion rate as the other center directors. And it was just a people skills thing. So when I went in there and told her that I was going to have somebody else come in and do the tours, she ended up leaving us. But it was a good thing, because I replaced her with somebody who had twice the conversion rate. So, I missed her and she was good at that. But you really have to dig in the data. Don't assume. And the problem is your memory tends to fade over time, and you always tend to remember good things and not bad things. So if a lot of times I would, when I was coaching clients, I would say, tell me what your conversion rate is. She goes, oh, I convert 80% of my tours. And I'm like, you do not convert 80% of your tours, because nobody converts 80% of your tour. Excuse me. So you just think you do, because you don't remember the ones that don't convert. So a system like Childcare CRM doesn't lie. So you know what the conversion rates are, and you can compare director to director. And we highly recommend in the book, if you have somebody who's really, really good at tours, to have them be the tour giver. And if you have multiple centers, have them be the tour giver for all the centers, called centralized tours. We talk about that in the book as well. So great questions here.
If you have a director that doesn't want to do tours, don't make them do tours. Because if they don't want to do them,
they're not going to be good at them.
Find
people's superpowers. If a director's superpower is people in customer management, let them do that. But a tour is a sales presentation. And not everybody is good at sales. And that's why we wrote this book, to give people sales skills. So if the director is weak on that, have them read this book. Because we're going to give them those sales skills to help them. If it's still not good after that, just have somebody else do the tour. Don't replace them as director. Just have somebody else do the tour. They can still do the director job. Nowhere in childcare directors say you have to be a salesperson.
Right.
And a teacher might be the best person to do a tour if they have sales skills. Yeah. And sales skills is people skills and influence. And some people have major anxiety when it comes to sales. They really do.
No, absolutely. Well, and I like that you mentioned, most people don't get into childcare to become a salesperson. But unfortunately, if you want to make that impact, I mean, you really do have to sell parents on the experience, on the program, and you have to keep selling them just to retain them. So,
most people don't get into childcare to be a business person either. They get into childcare to make a difference in the lives of children. So we wrote Childcare Millionaire to give them the business skills to help them run their business. Because most of the people that we dealt with, they're just really not good business people. They were good, heart-centered, loving teachers that just happened to run a business that they just didn't really know what they were doing. And that's where the Childcare Millionaire brand has come in, to fill that gap, to teach you in our podcast, teach you some of those business skills to help you compete against some of these national chains that have the business skills. And we could help you be on even par with them.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you mentioned that, during the pandemic, you kind of pivoted and were offering those tours virtually as well as after hours. And did you find that you have a preference for, giving a tour while the center is open and there's children around, or do you prefer the after hours or virtual experience?
Yeah, I've never given a tour, but I've seen one and done many times. So do you know what our teachers prefer?
That they prefer when the center is open and when the kids are there, because that gives parents a better idea of what goes on in the center. And parents prefer that, because otherwise
all they're seeing is an empty building. Yeah. So,
I mean, picture, would you buy a house without looking at it? Would you buy a car without looking? I guess Carvana, people do buy things without looking at it. But for the most part, people like to be able to see what's going mm-hmm. on. And that's why we went back to in-person a second we could, because we knew that the competitors were probably not doing that. And we wanted to give ourselves competitive advantage because in-person is always going to be better. We did a lot of upgrades and renovations. We wanted to show those off. We want to be able to show off our COVID protocols. It's hard to do that over a Zoom because a Zoom, you could always just show, they'll just wonder what you're hiding. And so in-person, I think, is always the best option. If you're listening to this and you're still doing Zoom, try to get to in-person as soon as you can, even if it's after hours.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you mentioned showing your COVID protocols because that's definitely something that we've been trying to stress to our users is to, you know, use Childcare CRM to send information about your health and safety guidelines to ease parents' concerns as they want to enroll with your center. So how do you, as we're kind of transitioning, hopefully, out of the pandemic more and more, how do you showcase those? You know, how do you put parents at ease if they are a little bit concerned to maybe enroll their child right now?
We've said this three times now. It looks like we're getting out of the pandemic. So hopefully this is the fourth and last time that we say that because these ups and downs, we know you're tired. And the parents are tired too because they've had to deal with it at work and home and schools. You know, if you have children in school, you're home, you're homeschooling, and you're doing, I mean, people are just so darn exhausted right now, including us. You know, we're all going through this together. And the biggest thing a center owner can do is just transparency and honesty. We cannot guarantee that we can keep COVID out of a center. We're transparent about that. We do our best. We've only had two closures in the entire 2 years of one center. Two different centers had to close for a couple days, and that's it. So we've had a 99.9% uptime rate. You know, we've had teachers with COVID, but we're big enough that we can most of the time keep the centers open. Our state just happens to be a state that errs on the side of keeping centers open and not just shutting everything down. State of Maine has been wonderful during the pandemic. Governor's a friend of mine. I was able to, you know, bend her ear early on and let her know that, you know, we don't just do what other states are doing. Let us figure this thing out. And we did. And they were absolutely fantastic about it. But other states, it wasn't that easy. And but the biggest thing is to just open and honest transparency, show them what you do. You're not going to get everybody. But if you have that kind of openness and honesty, and a lot of times we'll share with parents, guys, we're in trouble here. We've got teachers out. We're going to have to close if some of you don't keep your children home. And the parents have been amazing about doing that. So being that open honesty and not just on the air, we always try to close as a last resort because we know we're inconveniencing parents. We try to let them try to stay home first if they can to help us out. And they've been absolutely wonderful. When this is over, we're going to have a big party, Parent Appreciation Day with steak and lobster. And lobsters are cheap. We live in Maine. So
tell us.
we can do that. And but if you live in Alabama, you can give crawfish, I guess, right? Or Louisiana, right? But anyway, we are probably even Texas, right? They eat Louisiana. Crawfish in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There
oh,
you
yeah.
go. So whatever yeah. your area is, you can do that. But have a big parent appreciation time when this is over because your parents and staff too. You know, I can't wait till we could have a big staff party again. You know, we haven't been able to do it in 2 years, have a Christmas party or have a staff party. So, you know, we want to celebrate getting rid of COVID and hopefully we never have to deal with this in our lifetime again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. I definitely, you know, appreciate the being authentic, being genuine, because I do think that is just the, I think parents, you know, they don't understand the full picture, I think, of what a childcare business owner or teacher or director's doing in their daily role. But I think the more that you can try to be transparent with them, like you mentioned, and just kind of, you know, that we've all got a lot going on and, you know, our main goal is to make sure that they're happy and their children are happy and safe. So I think that's fantastic.
Great. Thank you.
Well, do you have a favorite tip that you can, you know, kind of give us a little bit, one last sneak peek into your book that you'd like to share?
Ooh, good point. yeah, as I said before, tours are selling. And, you know, when I had in the Child Care Millionaire podcast episode 2, I have my friend Joel, who's the best salesman I've ever met. And he talks about the importance of having sales skills. And he was a car salesman for 25 years. And even after 25 years in car sales, he still had to do training each and every week. His car dealership made him train, because he was selling $50,000 cars. Well, as a childcare director, you're selling a $50,000 product as well. You're selling childcare, which may cost $50,000 a year in some locations or $50,000 over 4 years. You're selling that same expensive product, and yet the last thing childcare directors ever think of doing is taking training on how to do a better tour because they think they do a good tour. So yeah. You need to get the ego away and realize that you can do better. We all can do better. And this book will give you some of those sales skills. And this is just a starting point. There are other sales skills books out there. And we, you know, we have our directors, we train our directors in sales skills, and they're really good at it. But we always expect them to, you know, do continuing education and learn to sell things on their own. And, you know, read sales books and sales journals and things like that. And there's a lot of books out there, and there's a lot of people skills books out there. One book I recommend is called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. It'll teach you how to be little daily success habits that'll help you be better and better over time. And that has made me a good salesman in my life as well. So, you know, childcaremillionaire.com, we have some resources on our website that'll help you. We have some things you can download. We have a tour script there and a phone script as well. Sample phone script. Our tour script is amazing, award-winning. I say that because I've given it a big award. Not really a thing. It's a fake thing. But, you know, it's award-winning in my eyes because I created it. And it's used by hundreds of child care centers around the country. So you get a free download on our website at childcaremillionaire.com. And you should use a tour script every time you do a tour. Every time. You cannot do it from memory, because you will forget things. And it's just the way the brain is. And the last thing I could say on this, Sierra, is, you know, if you think about it, Sierra, you probably drove to work today, right? Or are you
at home? Working from home. Okay. I'm working from home today.
Right. The last time you went to the supermarket, do you remember ever pushing your foot on the gas pedal? Without thinking, right?
Yes, yeah.
You probably don't remember turning the car on or opening the car door or getting out of the car. These are things that your brain does without thinking. Like that last breath you took, you didn't think about breathing, right? Now you're thinking about it.
Yeah, now I'm overthinking.
But there's a part of the brain that does things on autopilot. And the more tours a director gives, the more that part of the brain hijacks the tour. And then you start doing it on autopilot. And it's a part of the brain called the hippocampus that regulates autopilot thing. And if your brain had to remember everything you did, it would be just bombarded with all these thoughts. So, you know, breathing's done, digesting, all this stuff without you having to think about these things, right? So these tours that are given, after you've done 20, 30 tours, you start doing on autopilot. And what happens is the creative part of the brain stops kicking in. You stop asking questions. You become more robotic. And what Child Care Millionaire Tour Secrets does is have you start teaching you different ways to do tours. So the psychology is different. So by using a script, you're forcing yourself to think of different things you weren't thinking of before. And we teach you to ask questions. We teach you to garner yes responses. The more a customer says yes, the greater chance they'll say yes at the end. So we teach you these little things that you're not used to doing. And then a creative part of your brain takes over during the tour, and your tour conversions are going to skyrocket. So, each extra customer you get might be worth $50,000 in lifetime customer value. You know, if we can increase your tour conversions by 50%, you're talking $1 million transformations from reading a $20 book. So, it's a great return on investment. Great question. Thanks for asking it.
Yeah, it's no problem. And I'm going to include a link, whether you're listening as a podcast or watching the YouTube video, I'll include a link in the description to Brian's website where you can get the book. But I mean, just based on the tips that you've shared today, I am so excited for my copy. And I just think this is such a great topic right now.
Thank you, Sierra. And I thank the listeners here. And thank you for what you do for the planet and for the world and making a difference. If you're listening to this, you have a heart for children and you do so much. And I have so much respect for you, what you do. And I really enjoy what I do, but I can only do it. And my passion is to make sure that I help. We help you in that quest to become a better, whatever you want to do, business owner, teacher, director. We just love what we do and our passion. Hopefully it showed in this podcast. And thank you, Child Care CRM, and thank you, Sierra, for having us on. I've been to your studios in Dallas. I love Chuck Gibbs. I love the company. Matt is a good friend of mine who's your new CEO. And I just love everything about you. And Child Care CRM, again, is one of the big reasons for our success. We appreciate you guys.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It was so great chatting with you all. And I hope that your power gets turned back on shortly. First of all, I'd like to thank Brian for those amazing little nuggets about Childcare CRM. That was not scripted, like he mentioned, at all. But I'm so happy to hear that he is such a successful user with Childcare CRM. We definitely appreciate him. And for anyone who may be interested in learning a little bit more about Childcare CRM and how we can help you increase the quality of your tours and improve your tour conversion rates, aside from the drip campaigns feature that Brian mentioned, we also offer a lot of tour specific features, everything from a digital tour calendar that actually allows parents to schedule tours directly from your website based on your real time availability. We also have a automated communications via email and text that send parents tour confirmations and reminders, which helps decrease no-shows at your center as well as cancellations. And on top of that, we've also got our tour kiosk. And one of the amazing features that we've recently added into our tour kiosk is talking points. So like Brian mentioned, it's important to have a script, and it's important to train whoever's giving tours at your center. So talking points is amazing because you can actually write down and standardize talking points no matter who's giving a tour at your center, no matter which location they're giving a tour at. You can highlight what makes your center unique so that they can refer back to that during the tour, and you make sure that all of those essential items are hit when a parent visits your center. So we'd love to show you how to increase your tour conversion rates, your enrollment rates, like I mentioned. Visit us at childcarecrm.com, and I'll talk at you next time. Thanks so much for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about Childcare CRM or Childcare Forms, visit us online at childcarecrm.com. And make sure to follow, rate, and review so you never miss out on another episode.